Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and welcome to another pre-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. Probably one company that will be extremely well represented at ISE is Aspeed, because they, Lester, I think, you know, I'm here with Lester Liu, who's the sales manager for Aspeed, A-S-P-E-E-D. Lester, I think, and I'm going to guess that you're the leading AV over IP chip solution, because not everyone, but almost everyone uses your ASIC.
Yeah, that's true. Hi, Gary. Hi, everyone. So that's true. I think ASP is still the only 1 gig ASIC solution for this market with a high video quality and low latency over IP solution.
Yeah, and I know that you're working on a new generation that you're going to talk to a number of manufacturers about when you're at ISE. I mean, that's your big role, right? Is to go around and talk to the brands that are there to make sure that they understand what your new solutions are. Can you give us a sneak peek or what we can expect from potentially a new solution? Guys, I know it's not coming in 2025, but we're going to see it in 2026. Yeah. Can you give us any kind of hints as to what's different about it?
Sure. So actually, Aspeed, we started the AV over IP technology like 15 years ago. So okay. Over the years, actually, we are very experienced in this solution. Our latest 4K60 solution actually got very positive feedback from the market. You can already see many products based on this chip launched in the market right now. But however, as I know and I talk to many of our customers, there are still many of the projects under development based on this chip. So you will see more and more products to the market in the years. I can talk to the customers. We will be dedicated and committed to this technology in the market. We have been talking to many of our customers regarding what's the product features they want, what's the future of the market, and what's the AV over IP technology for different markets. So after in the past year, right now, we collected many messages from our customers. So yeah, ASP exactly. Is right now developing the next AV over IP ASIC chip. Cannot disclose too much information at this moment, but actually, besides AV over IP, ASP has another 360 images stitching camera product line for video conference application. Our next generation will combine these two technologies together. So you will see the camera ISP with the AV over IP extension in one chip. So this
okay,
is
so
our-
that explains sort of like how AV over IP will start to appear in the UCC market,
right.
I would guess, right?
So,
and so that's gonna be a big focus for you at ISE is UC adoption of AV over IP.
Right, that's true. So we see the unified communication category UC market will be our next important market to adopt the AV over IP solution. After pandemic, people have been asked back to the office to work, right? So many big companies like Apple, Amazon, Google, Tesla, Meta are doing so. So it actually drives the demand of many video conference devices upgraded. There, in the past, there were many different Pro AV solutions in this space, like HDMI point-to-point extension, like wireless, like presentation switchers. But now, right now, we see the AV over IP technology will be the next important solution in this market, because in the medium, large size rooms, there were more and more TVs and sources needed. Even the multi-rooms connection are also the trend, right? So AV over IP is very suitable for this market.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna see a lot more rooms with more cameras, more rooms with more displays, and to connect all this together, simplifying it across the network, and then be able to send it outside the room. I mean, you have the chip technology to not just distribute it through the rooms, but you also have the chip technology to stream it as well. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there for you to go different directions with the signal.
Right. So especially in the meeting room, like a high compressed video quality and low latency are required for the better experience, right? when you have the meeting, you open the Excel file. There are many small characters, numbers here. You need very clear picture to see what's that, right? And when you use the keyboard mouse to control, you need a low latency for the better experience. So it's very important. Also, when you do the installation, like I think 1 gig is also very friendly for the installation. The cable requirement is lower, right? So I think our chip will be very important for this market. And we talked to many UC space key providers. They are discussing with us for the HDMI, audio, USB over IP solution. So I think we will see very strong growth here.
Well, I don't want to give away any details, but I want to tease something because you're going to be in the Yealink booth with me during ISE because you're going to co-launch a new product line with them. I don't want to give away any details, but I want to make sure people know that that's going to exist in 2R500. If you want to learn more about ASPEED, go to aspeed.com, A-S-P-E-E-D, just like it sounds.com. Lester Lee, Lou, the sales manager for ASPEED, I appreciate you joining me today, and I look forward to hearing more about this new chip coming in 2026 from you, maybe a little bit later this year. Well, maybe you can join me on another Rants and Raves.
Sure.
But I'll see you at ISE in a month. So thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And Gary. All of our ISE coverage is at raypubs.com/ISE. And that includes all the stuff that we will show at the show from ASPEED as well. So check it out.
Thank you. Ray, Ray, Ray. With Rants and Raves.